Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Oh Lord, praise be to Almighty God. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly acknowledge that Allah is the one God and there are no partners with Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone in the language of Arabiya. Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. As we are here seeking refuge as servants of Almighty God, created to be servants of Almighty God. So welcome to this hour as we're going to be going to Surah 3. Surah 3, Ayat 172, that refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the disposer of our affairs. So we're going to go to 3:172, inshallah. Let's see. And Surah 3 is Imran, the family of Imran. I think that was with Prophet Ibrahim. Okay. One moment here. Ah, I'm scanning through the PDF Quran, Yusuf Ali's edition. Okay, 172. Okay, 76. Okay. Now read. Okay, yeah. I'm going to read. This is section 18 for those who are in the Quran of Surah 3. Section 18, ayat 172, I'm going to read 172 through to 179, inshallah. All right. So bear with us because, again, this is all on all of our affairs, how we conduct our business day in and day out, and how we put our trust, and what do we put our trust in? All right, what do we put our where do we put our trust? I'll say it like that. And I hope this is. Let me get my glasses. Make sure it's not my eyes, and that is just the blurriness of the writing. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. That's 172. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. This is Yusuf Ali's rendering. Of those who answered the call of Allah and the messenger, even after being wounded, those who do right and refrain from wrong have a great reward. 173. والذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Those to whom men's army is gathering against you, so fear them. But it only increased, only is in parentheses, but it only increased their faith. They said, for us, Allah suffices, and he is the best guardian. 174. فانقلبوا بالنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسنون سبحان الله wrong فضل لم يمسسهم سواء تبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. And they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm ever touched them, for they followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the Lord of bounties unbounded. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف يخوفوا أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. It is only the Satan that suggests to you of his votaries. Be you not afraid of them, but fear me if you have faith. Allah Akbar. We're at 176. 176. One moment. I at 176. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّوا اللَّهَ شَيْئًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَصْرًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Inshallah. Alaykum as-salam. All right, we go. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَشْتَرَوا الْكُفْرَ بالإيمان لا يضر الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم. Those who purchase unbelief at the price of faith, not the least harm will they do to Allah, but they will have a grievous punishment. 178. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمِّي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمِّي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Let not the unbelievers think that our respite to them is good for themselves. We grant them respite that they may grow in their iniquity, but they will have a shameful punishment. 179. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ ليدار المؤمنين إلا ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء أمنوا بالله ورسله وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That's 179. Allah will not leave the believers in the state in which you are now until he separates what is evil from what is good. Nor will Allah disclose to you the secrets of the unseen, but he chooses of his messengers whom he pleases. So believe in Allah and his messengers, and if you believe and do right, You have a great reward without measure. Allahu Akbar. Sadiq Allahu Azim. Oh, do we need to say more of anything? This is Abdusalam Hamid, everyone. Alhamdulillah. Please express yourself.
Is this the Friday's developmental?
Yes, developmental stage.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Abdusalam Hamid here. Developmental stage. It is wonderful just listening to the words, and the words are nothing but the truth, and they're soothing to the soul.
Allahu Akbar.
And the mind. When we yield.
When we yield and increase. Allah will yield to us when we yield.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Can we wonderful.
So, and on Juma.
Isn't it a blessing to be in this time? It's a blessing.
Come together. And it's all come together.
I mean, Allahu Akbar. Yes, thank you,
Allahu
my
Akbar.
Brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
The best to everyone. Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum. Juma Mubarak to you too, my brother. Drive carefully,
yeah.
You know, because you have to get back in before
yeah.
We both have to get back in before dark, right? Yes. Alaykum assalam. Everyone, by now you know I'm parked somewhere. I'm parked in a shopping plaza, our local shopping plaza, praise be to Allah. And community, developmental stages. Welcome, everyone. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah. And what we shared was from Surah 3, Ayat 172 through 179, generously, as we, I know what's on my mind and how full and grateful I am. So as we, the sun is setting somewhat, it's on its decline as far as we here in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's on its decline. So, but earlier this morning, it was on its incline. And as I don't think I thought much about it as it was inclining, rising, as it appears to be rising, you know, but I know that the earth is moving. When we discuss it in that way, the scientific part of it, that the earth is really moving, rotating, and revolving. Don't feel like it. I'm like, wow, are we really moving? But this is where the succession of the day and the night and the night and the day. So you have any comments you'd like to share right now, please, at any time, please feel free to press 1 more than you have much to share with us, God willing. This is Friday. It is the 6th day as we go. Yom al-Juma, and Yom day, but in that word in and of itself, it indicates striving. The yeah, you know, the yeah, you yearn, yes, reach for, yield. There is a desire to improve upon whatever yesterday brought to us, and whatever we used, perhaps. Prayerfully, we use all the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afforded us. And as we come into this particular day now, Yaum, what will go out from us is what we gain in knowledge. We can send it out. So we reach to understand this life better. We reach to appreciate Allah's bounty. And we reach to share. We reach, meaning having that internal desire. Is what I'm referencing, to have an internal desire to help those in need. And believe you me, I'm not just one saying it by myself when I say what I'm going to say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send someone who's in need your way or our way, and it gives us that opportunity. And sometimes I wonder, and you share with me, I wonder sometimes I thought that, oh, I had to be able to help everybody who came my way. And then it dawned upon me. And no, sometimes you have to know how to say no. You know, you don't, if you don't have the time, you don't have the money, you don't have the vehicle for transportation to do what they're requesting, And so rather than go and borrow someone's car to accommodate that person's quest, to go and borrow someone's money to accommodate that person's quest. Now, I say that, and at the same time, I'm thinking of my parents. Now, for my parents, yes, I will go and borrow. For my parents, I will go and find vehicle, transportation, something. That's for my parents, you know, my immediate family, my children. I would do that. But usually that's not, that doesn't come upon us. But there have been instances when friends, not just acquaintances, true dear friends have made a quest, and I've gone out of my way. Now, perhaps you've done the same because you know their situation, their condition. But then one time, Allah closed all the doors to me trying to do that. And it was I had to realize after prayer, much prayer, I come to realize we all have our trials. Now, we're not to determine whether something is a person's trial, but we will certainly come to know that the development that we all have to go through, my mother probably would have bent over backwards to accommodate my needs, but then that would have stifled my growth. No matter how dire my need was, would have been or could have been or is, my mother, she let us know, baby, don't bite off more than you can chew. And this too shall come to pass. This too shall, you know, like it will, it will come to be that it will not be as important as you are thinking it to be. Be to Allah. So let me go to the phones here now. As I see a hand raised, and praise be to Allah. Hold one moment here. And it's 914-434. Dear Brother Muhammad Sharif from Mount Vernon, New York. I got it. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, thank you, Assalam. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just you surprised me this time. Assalamu alaikum, sis.
I just wanted to tell you how I enjoy so much your Quranic Arabic reading. I try to follow along. I'm getting better, but I can't quite keep up with you, but you're helping me a lot. Okay.
Allahu Akbar. Oh, Allah. Thank you. Thank Allah. Oh, listen, I remember the times when my family had to scare me. And it's like the more I struggled at it, the louder I got. I was like, oh, Lord. But alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for you, sis.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll go out of the queue.
Okay, hold on. Let me, when you hear muted, and then you click one, okay? Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Okay, it should have said muted. Very good. All right, there we go. All right, dear listeners, where are we? Are we ready on this 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative? Oh, yes, you heard faith. You heard faith in that reading. And we understand, and this afternoon we heard Imam Warthadeen Muhammad sharing the tafsir commentary as he was at the University of Northwestern, and he was speaking about faith and then the family and how the process has to be in place and how we incorporate, how to incorporate our understanding of faith. And so praise be to Allah. So the words, let's go to the word, right to the words. Words. Let's fill our room, our mind, our mental room. Let's fill our room with words. Right off the top of your head, I'm going to say a word, and you think of, and press 1 to share. When I say a word, I want to see what words come to your mind and explain it. No matter what word it is, whatever. That's to say, I'm going to go through some words, all right? All right. And I'm going to be abstract. I'll tell you that now. Okay. Wind. W-I-N-D. Wind. What comes to your mind? Wind. Don't think too hard and long, but just what comes to your mind when you hear the word wind? Press 1 if you want to share. If no takers on that, I'll go to another word. I-G-H-T, light. All right, we have a taker, 636980. Come on down from St. Louis, Missouri. Kareem Hamid, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, and I send the greetings to everyone that is enjoying this wonderful broadcast. Praise be to Allah. You know, when the word wind is mentioned, that takes my mind to emotions.
Ah.
Yeah. In your earlier conversation, you was mentioning the night and the day.
Mm-hmm.
I attended Imam Yahya Abdullah's Juma, this wonderful day of Juma, and we are grateful to Almighty God for him. And his subject matter was the alternation of the day and the night. The day
really?
And the night. Yep, from the third surah, the 190th ayat. I'm going to try to handle the Arabia, inshallah, as I share with you from this wonderful surah and ayat. Inna fi kalki samawati wal ardi waqtilafi fi layli wanahari la ayatin li uli al abab sadaqallahu al-adhim. And the commentary to this ayat is behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. And Imam Yahya called our attention to that ayat, and that it is Allah that causes the alternation of the night and the day. Also, Allah, highly praised be he, says that the day is for our work, our labor, and the night is for our rest. But now it says it's alternating. It is continuously coming. You know, it's daylight now, but the earth is revolving. In time, the night will come. But hold on. The day will present itself once more. So he was equating the night with darkness, And darkness, for me and others, is a sign of lack of light, lack of knowledge, lack of resources, and lack of knowledge. But a day comes, and the day overtakes the night. And you just mentioned, what do we think of when we hear the word light?
Praise be to Allah. And my next word was going to be dark.
Allah is truly with us. So he was making the comparison of our history in this country, the 400 years of darkness that we were in. We didn't have the proper knowledge of self. We were removed from education. we weren't even seen as human beings, mistreated very badly. And that was the dark period of our sojourn in this country. He said, but if we tell the truth, the daylight is with us now. We are no longer in that darkness. We are no longer experiencing those things that we experienced over the 400 years of darkness. And it is Allah that has brought about this daylight that we are experiencing now. You know, we have African Americans that are in positions of prestige and power now. You know, we have, there's so much to rejoice about because of the coming of the light that brought us from out of that dark, that long dark period. And it is an alternating light. It is an alternating light. You know, so that process does not end. Although we are experiencing light, there's still much we don't know. The night comes. The darkness comes. The more you know, the more you led into not knowing. And then Allah blesses you to come into another light. And it's a continuous process, the alternation of the night and the day. I'll stop right there, my sisters. Thank you, Martha. Praise be to God. I had no idea that you would bring up the subject of night and day. Allah is with us. Allah is guiding us. And I'm grateful to Imam Yahya Abdullah for his Juma on this day of Juma. I leave you with the readings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam, alhamdulillah, and let me, I didn't really want to mute your mic. I want you to mute yourself, mute your phone, because I'll leave your mic open, as we bring in none other than Michael Hameen of Jacksonville, Florida. Go, Michael, there we are. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. I had to step away. Could you give me those verses that you shared?
Yes, it was Surah 3, 172 through 179.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. And then we asked what words. Did you hear that part? Oh, okay, very good.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that part.
Oh, okay, the words that whatever comes to your mind when you hear the word wind. And we got it for light, and the next one was going to be dark.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to give that some thought. Like I said, I had to step away from the phone. But the signs that Allah gives us, you know, are to help us to see ourselves better. You know, the subject of the Quran is for the crown of his creation, the human family, and the process of education. And I appreciate, you know, you bringing up the focus of questions, because questions, I think you and I were in the same classroom with Ibn Fahim Shuaib as the instructor, and he talked about how the better the question, the better the understanding of the answer, you know. And that's interesting, you know. Now that I'm saying it out loud, when the mating or the pairing the pair, question and answers, Q&A, you know, and how that operates in advancing us as human beings. You know, and God demonstrates that he knows exactly, he knew exactly what he was doing when he put the Quran together the way that he did and gave us the model of how to live that in Prophet Muhammad. Those two go together as a pair, the guidance of God and the model of excellent human behavior, excellent human modeling or leading in terms of how to apply the application. You know, the prophet represents how to apply the Quran. And alhamdulillah, I appreciate you raising, again, going back to my one note, you know, creating this language environment this evening. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, if you all have words that's coming to your mind that you like to project, because we're actualizing the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative by conducting everything that we're doing now is conducting ways and means to act to, I don't want to say realize, but to actualize, put into action, to being the word that will improve our lives and give us time for thought to be placed on the word and then find ourselves changing. You know, I mean, and when I said changing, in my mind, I was thinking about the butterfly, the caterpillar going through its process, the snake easing out of its clothing, its skin, the the armadillo has this already, its hard clothes. Iguana changes its colors. It camouflages itself. I think it's the iguana. Am I correct?
No, it's a chameleon, I think, some kind of.
Chameleon, thank you. But praise be to Allah. And so in the nature of the nature with the animals and the insects and whatever stages they go through, here we are, we're evolving whether we want to or not, but we want to be conscious about it. Sorry about that, everyone. But we want to be consciously awake.
Do what you got to do.
Probably a person they pulled next to me, a Big Mac, and they probably charged their battery and was checking to see whether it would crank right back up. For them, it did. Okay, a 2500 HD. What's that HD? Anyway, everyone. as I get distracted here. Okay, so to the words that we are, words make people. And I know what I've come to be. It has made me be an asset to what I do. That's home health. So when I walk into a person's home, right away, my mind, there's no question about it. I go into that, and Michael, I think you mentioned too how so that we put on those different faces, right? We take on whatever we're called upon to do at that moment. So, of course, when it's time to perform, such as, you know, with the skills of home health, then that's what that whole demeanor of I'm here to help and let me assess everything and see what this person needs. But first, let me see what they can do. Don't take anything away from them, even though they say, well, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, you take them through the method of how to make themselves, and you see how they're probably not executing it well because they're not using the best technique. But now, stepping outside of that, now I walk outside of their home. Now I go to the park. Now you know what time it is in the park. They don't need my home health skills out there. Not unless somebody passes out and needs CPR. But so there we have it. So in your thinking, you know, addressing certain words or certain things that can help us move to another step forward.
Well, what I just saw was, you know, okay, the different environments, the park environment suggests and it attracts a certain response from us, the energy of the park area and what it calls to mind, and not just calls to mind, but calls to our sensitivities or our spirit, you know. And then, you know, the work environment, you know, again, what I'm seeing is that, okay, your work experience in that area of home health, there are certain, you know, as an educated professional in that area, you get paid for that. You, as an educated professional, you know, you've learned about assessment and that sort of thing, what you just mentioned. And so how do you translate, and you do that, how do you translate that professional, you know, that profession has a language, you know, you just shared some of it with us. It has a language. How do you translate what you know in that area that will help the everyday man and woman who's not knowledgeable of the language and the operations of your work, not to the degree that you know it? How do you translate that to help everyday folks be more productive? And that's the nature of Al-Islam, you know, the Western idea of professionalism and knowledge is a class type of thing where you're separated in classes, you know, even in terms of how we think about our homes, our apartments, our cars, you know, it suggests, you know, the Cadillac tribe, you know, the BMW tribe, you know, it suggests a kind of separation. But in Al-Islam, the knowledge environment is circular. And these connections, question and answer, they kind of circulate. The teacher sits in the circle with the students, and the teacher is learning as well as teaching. You know, that's the nature of the focus of how we perceive knowledge. Darasa has to do with a circle of concerns, and those concerns are addressed in order to make the whole better, not, you know, this vertical kind of picture where we rise, you know, where we rise into from. And like the Imam said, you got the intellectual class. What's the term that we use? Intelligentsia. You got the intelligentsia levitating above. They're not connected with the common people. They speak language. They come to get comfortable with speaking a language that's over the head of the everyday folks. You know, they're not concerned. Well, how can I make this? How can I interpret what I know to help those that don't have as much as I have? How can I help them to have more, be more productive? You don't have that. And thus you have these challenges in terms of how we cooperate, the way it's set up, the lack of empathy. The button for callousness is easily pushed because you're in these different tribes. You know, you're not seeing yourself as one common humanity. Satan has structured the social life like Pharaoh in such a way that you want to be closer to the big shot who thinks he's a god. And the common folks are the other, you know, they suffer. Let me stop because I get carried away sometimes. Thank you, sister.
Okay, before you stop now, I was listening and I was saying to myself, policies and procedures.
Absolutely.
I was wondering how we make close that gap between a skill that we've learned and those, and how we got it and we're implementing it, but we don't, and you were layering it right there, saying the division that's been caused. And so now every person, whatever we've done in our life or whatever we're doing one another, see how we can incorporate policies from what we do. And
yes,
then the procedure follows that. And I believe that will help us incorporate in our mind the business, because when we're thinking, I would love to go into business, but, and you think that you have to go off into another whole nother field or a whole nother thing because we're not giving ourselves credit for what we've been doing 40, 50, 60 years.
That's right. Well, you've got the home life as a business. We don't see it like that anymore. Home economics, you know, we lost that connection. You know, Imam Muhammad told us, you know, two things, education and jobs. That's the way he expressed it first. But he's talking about a business consciousness, the home running as a business. Don't have a mother and mama and wife. Don't shop based on your taste. Yeah, you know, you all went out one time and had some lobster. You went out and had maybe a steak or some roast beef or something. But don't shop like that. Don't, you know, they tell you not to shop when you're hungry because you got a taste for a whole lot
don't
of things. You start grabbing stuff off the shelves, you know. So being aware of how God has designed us, you know, and then bringing that, like my soul keeps pressing on this idea of language environment. Okay, those two areas, we have to create in the masajid, the mosque, and the Islamic centers, a language educational environment. We can use Zoom in-house. We can use, you know, you can have Zoom clubs or whatever. You know, somebody have an interest in this or that, and invite the congregation to do this. You know, and encourage people to get into the technology. You know, let's use these cell phones. You know, that have all of this knowledge and information. Imam told us, you know, you can get a good education based on what kind of TV programs you're watching. You got to be selective. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more, you have to be selective. Got to be more disciplined. We can have newsletters. It don't have one or two pages. You know, I was talking with a brother I call the logistic man because he's like the right hand man, makes sure things can get done in the masjid. And he had this interest, and he came up with the idea of the newsletter. Well, that's not a new idea. But it just needs to be implemented in a way that's going to create the environment that we need to progress, you know. And we have the imam teaching business as a focus in the public, but he can't stop at the end of Juma and tell us, look, you need to support Brother Raymond. You know, he's got eggs, he's got honey, you know, he's got He even has stock market knowledge, you know. We got insurance men, you know. We've got people that need our support, and that will stimulate more support and focus on the business opportunities we have right at hand, you know. So we just have to find ways to harness that strategically. That's the focus. How do we strategize what we know? You know, you get in where you fit in. Instead of me looking at you in terms of your abilities and going, woe is me, I don't have what Martha has, or I don't have mm-hmm. what Brother Kareem has. No, I got stuff. I got experiences.
Yes.
How do I plug that into the group focus? You know, and here's another thing that I keep, I'll say this lastly. God tells us about ourselves. God says, Almighty God says, I created you forgetful and hasty. We don't ever want to forget that because that's how Satan gets to us. We don't ever forget, and God gave us the heads up, but we forgot about it, you know. Satan is wearing your butt out because you keep forgetting and you're moving too fast. You're not moving strategically. So you get worn out. He punishes you. His strategy is to put so much mess on your life that you rush back to God with the proper focus. That's how he operates. And his whole thing is, see, God, I told you they weren't worthy of what you wanted them to have. They don't deserve what you want them to have. You know, that's his mindset. And we're being worn out. You know, it's just like the imam gave us a shock treatment advice. Oh, I should not say advice. He told us that we needed to be punished. The whole African-American group needed to be punished because we're not supporting good people in business and other areas. You know, we're not, you know, it's obvious that this woman or man has inspiration. You see how their life is going, but we're jealous instead of wanting to know more, you know, instead to see how we can learn something from how they're moving, you know. And the people like that, people that have their lives together, they're focusing on their lives, you know. They'll share with you if you ask, but if you're not curious, they keep it moving, you know. I'll stop there.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you were speaking, I was seeing a circle on a board, and on that circle you have it's just like a sliced pie, I guess it would be the definition of it. And on each line, every person in it just know that every person is doing something, even if they're they're saying, well, I don't do anything, I sit at home. Or you sit at home. But while you're sitting at home, there is something you do, like you mentioned about the television shows. Or what is it you watch? Now, let's go a little deeper. Why do you watch it? What do you gain from watching it? And they may say, I learn how to spend money when I go to the grocery store because I watch the shoppers part on the television. You know, the
network.
I forget
what.
Yes. So they watch the shoppers, and then they learn about items, or they watch National Geographic on television. They learn more about the animals. Okay, well, see, everyone can be incorporated into a useful body, be made more useful, and then everyone has something to share. Now you have everyone's talent on that pie. Now, how we take that and incorporate it into first of all, ask the question, is everything on here what we need as we had a business plaza? If we had a business plaza, is that business plaza supplying the needs of the community and placing the masjid at the center, 3 to 5 miles out from that masjid? I pray everyone can see what I'm saying. 3 to 5 miles.
Okay.
You do a radius, just like we used to do the point that we used to put down at one part, and then we stretch open whatever that item is called in the art class.
Yeah.
And you draw a
yeah.
circle. You go out 5 miles out, and you draw a circle, and the masjid is where you have the point. Now, in that complete circle, be a business plaza that we develop, or a business strategy that we develop, to supply the needs of that 5 mile radius at least. Is it food? Is it clothing? Is it shelter? Whatever the needs are, and no matter who else is supplying it, how are we going to supply it?
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Sign in a market.
Yeah. But it drawing kind of environment that stimulates the right sensitivities. You know, as you were speaking, I'm thinking about the newsletter could talk about economics in a way that's personal to our city, you know, and our congregation. Home economics, recipes, you know, have a little section or a page maybe, or part of a page dealing with recipes, you know. And and here's the other thing that's critical. We don't have time for foot draggers and showstoppers. People that know nothing, but they've had such bad experiences in life, and their response is to be the grouch, you know, the Grinch, you know. Questioning everything without knowledge. We just have to discipline ourselves not to give attention to that kind of thinking and behavior. You know, Imam talked about, it was in his Hajj, his conversation about Hajj, and how we want to help we want to help stand up those that want to be helped up. And those that refuse to be helped up, just step over them and keep it moving. That's the harsh reality. You got people, it's like, this is the last comment. It's like people who have a self-destructive mindset. You can't feed that by giving that thing attention. In the area of criminal justice, the imam says these criminals that want to tear down neighborhoods and whatnot and take life, you don't even give them the opportunity to have their name mentioned when you bring them to justice. The fact that they get attention going into the court system and the newspaper talking about what they allegedly did and this and that, it feeds that demon in them. And it also, other little demons see that they're getting that attention and they want some of that. Oh, he got his name in the paper for hurting that girl. No, we want to put a stop, not give attention to those. Give attention to the ones that want to be productive and not the ones that just want to lay around and get in the way.
I mean, all right. Thank you, Michael. I'm going to leave you, Michael.
Praise
you
can
mute your phone part, please, because alhamdulillah or whatever, it acknowledges. Okay, we go to 347-771. Let me put my thinking cap on here. I believe this is Malika. I forget the area, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I'm happy to listen and participate, inshallah, for a minute or less. I just wanted to comment with our brother Imam had said what the thought came to me when he was saying different things. He said, well, maybe the centrifugal force will push out the Grinch that he mentioned. And like he said, don't give them attention. And but there's so many good things that the two of you mentioned. And sometimes he said, well, I said that already, but somehow in repeating, I think there's some good in that. Home is a business. I think that is, I'm sure people have written books about that, especially in faith communities, but other communities as well, because so many businesses, substantial businesses that have lasted the test of time began in the home, in that home environment. It's a rich environment, and it just gives us more reason to cultivate it and protect it. I just wrote down, we want to ignite the joy of learning. I honestly believe that these type of things will push out the negativity just based on, what most of us have heard before. Two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. So, if we just focus, and people are doing this, that's a beautiful thing. What we are saying is being done as we speak. It's been done before we've spoken. And inshallah, it will continue to be done after. So it's just different things, become creative. How do I plug into the group focus? One has to have a desire to move together and begin to understand what we can accomplish and realize that the light doesn't come on for all of us at the exact same time. So we must, inshallah, be patient with each other, and groom each other. You see that? I've seen in different, sociology and what other kind of presentations that have been made, that we see some of our people on different parts of our planet literally grooming each other. you know. But certainly the figurative groom each other is important as well. So I'll just stop and continue to listen, and
No. Sister Martha, don't let her get away. Don't let her get away. She needs to stay there.
I'm going to turn my clothes in.
No. Well, alhamdulillah, I'm enjoying, as everyone has said before me, that they too are enjoying, you know, adding to the program, because we see we're doing things, and appreciate the people that are next to us that are doing things. You know, we don't, you know, get joy from the seed as well as the plant.
Yes.
You know, not to mention the grass and the trees.
Yes.
You know, but we got to protect those seeds. You know, they got places where people are literally protecting seeds, literally.
Not figuratively.
So we must, inshallah, we must understand that also. But I'm going to listen now.
Please, Giselle, and listen. And Sister Martha, I've gotten so much from what you said just now. We don't want you to get away.
Right.
Well,
and let me open up
the mic from each other. Yeah, okay, press one, and I'm saying thank you.
No, you don't have to press one. I'm just going to leave your hands, your mic open right here, and you just mute your own phone until you're ready to speak.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. We're going to go to 727-408. We're going down to New Orleans, Louisiana, everyone. Come along with me to Bilal Abdullah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. You know, the Caucasian, he organized himself. An organization as a group, as a person coming together in a business perspective as a group. And we have to know how to organize ourselves as a group and come together for the advancement of the community with a focus on establishing light that benefits all of humanity. Have a global perspective in mind for our trade and our business sense. And we can start off as an individual who want to serve Allah and move out and develop himself into a family person. Getting married, having a wife, having children, all this is natural motivation that Allah has established in us. So when we're not reaching out into this area, we are stagnated. And many times, our stagnation will come about because of a lack of acquiring the necessary knowledge that we need. And I think what I'm seeing going on in the community right now, we are growing in the religion, and Allah will reward us for making these steps, because what it does, it brings a cohesiveness between us and younger generation to come, and they can listen to us, we can listen to them, and then the creation itself begin to flourish. And we begin to benefit as a group, because we have that saying, now we have the knowledge that Allah wants us to have as a person. And Allah, he gives to whom he will. But as a new creation, we say in America, and we move towards a greater group dynamic and to be a force that reconstruct America in the world, because the position that we are in as Americans here. So we have to come closer to our relationship with Allah and be very, very sincere.
Okay.
Allah will give us the prosperity that we need. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Now let's pick up those words, all that we've heard now. Let's pick them up, and I'm going to return us back to our location. Okay, we just came down. We're landing. We're landing in Jacksonville. We're landing in what part of New York, Malika?
Hello, let's see.
What part?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm in New Jersey now. I'm in South Jersey
now.
Okay, yes,
South Jersey.
South
Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so mm-hmm. we're landing in Jacksonville, Florida, South Jersey, New Orleans, Louisiana, St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm here in St. Petersburg, Florida. So we just landed, and we looked around because our assets are people. Our people. So we see that people, as Bilal just mentioned, are the human family, and we know that's our we're striving to help the human family. Now, we know that whether there's an Islamic center right where we are or not, preferably it's within a 3 to 5 mile radius from our home point. And now that we're speaking about home business, but now to connect, as Bilal was just saying, to connect, let's see what is being produced. Are there families? We said asset is people. Are there families? Are there children? You know, what age groups are around from where we live or from where the masjid is? Are we within a 3 to 5 mile radius from the masjid? I'm putting it concrete now so that we can see what we have where we are. And I'm within a 3 to 5 mile radius from two masjids. In that masjid, people come. I mean, individuals come. I can't name all of them, but I see individuals coming. And when I go to the masjid, sometimes I'm praying at home. Most times, really, praying at home. But now, what am I connected to in those masjids? What is happening? Who's doing something in the masjid beyond the cleanup of the masjid and the outside and inside, beyond the supplies that are needed at the masjid, you know, for the facilities that we use, is cooking being done to service the community, you know, whatever. Once we answer those particular questions, and then now make an assessment of the needs of the people surrounding the masjid, 3 to 5 mile radius. What are their needs? Do we truly,
okay,
truly
Martha,
know? Yes.
Question.
Yes.
You know, you shared with me, and I can't keep it to myself. I'm sharing this idea that you shared of SWOT, you know.
Okay.
SWOT. Would you explain that? You know, it was your,
yes,
what you shared with me. And that has to be done in-house first, you know.
Yes.
In family first, you know.
Yes.
That home economic. Exactly, yes. Would you share that?
Okay. And that's identifying what our strengths are. And this can be, again, a book for all of us. You know, we may say, well, I can't write a book. Yes, you can, just on this alone. Strength. What are your strengths? Whatever it is. I mean, just name what it is that you like to do. What are your strengths? You like to paint. You like to read. You like to draw. You like to, whatever it is, that's your strength. And then what are your weaknesses? This is being true with self. Your weaknesses, meaning it's a weakness in connection with what you would like to do, but there is something hampering you from doing it. That becomes your weakness. Because I may have a weakness of being a builder, construction worker, but I don't want to be a construction worker. It's not really my weakness because it's not in the line of my focus. whatever is in the line of what we would like to do, but it's stalled because we have a weakness in preparation, a weakness in outlining, a weakness in securing, whether it's financial security.
Procrastination.
And procrastination, yes. And that goes into the belief in what we have and whatever may be hampering that belief. And this, and Michael, this goes to a question, I mean, sort of like a consultation. I don't want to say counseling. It really will be counseling, but you want a, you know, consultation such as you may talk things out and you may have to hear yourself say it out loud and you go, wow. And somebody else when in the circle will say it and you go, wow, that's what I need to do. So whatever you need, there you go. And then the other is opportunity. Perhaps it's been because we're in a desert considering what we want to get done. It can't be facilitated in the area where we're trying to put a cow and a chicken and in a location where it can't be done in a city ordinance. So we have to find the location, the opportunity. Where are those opportunities? And then the last thing is, what are our threats? What are our threats? Not our fears now, but what will be a threat that if we're not aware of certain things going on, such as the city may be redlining the area where you live. That's a threat to what you want to develop.
Can we say that our fears can threaten our productive future?
That's I love the way you put that. Yes, our fears can become a threat. Yes, they will be a threat. I'm not a good speaker. I need someone else to do this for me. That becomes a threat. It's a weak and it's a threat. Get out of our own way. But when we don't know how to get out of our way, we don't realize that we're in our own way. And multiply that times the millions of people who everyone is saying, oh, well, there's so many jobs around. There's no lack of jobs, just lack of people getting the job. But then again, okay, so this kind of conversation, keeping it before everyone, Michael, as you're saying, in the masjid, starting in our home, with ourselves first, in our home, and in the masjid, drawing up, like we used to tell everyone to do the dream board. I think I never did one, but I write outlines. I guess that would be my dream board. But in our home, strengths, weaknesses,
yeah.
Opportunities, and threats. And we see that all the we see it and keep seeing it. And now when we are in the commune, if everyone is on that same accord, seeing themselves and outlining that and then seeing us as a community and being honest with one another, because we can't grow if we just patting each other on the back. Oh, you'll be okay. Oh, no. You don't come here. You don't get here on time, and you're on the board. That's so you're creating a weakness for the structure of the masjid. Now, you may have a legitimate reason why you can't. Now, we set the time, so perhaps the board needs to look at another time to convene. Whatever the case may be, we the masjid needs money. Well, are there people who can hold yourselves at the masjid, hold whatever, to start a little fund coming in? And percentage wise, however, whatever it is, but to have to do that 3 to 5 mile radius and have to establish an outreach plan so that when we're helping those in need, truly helping those in need in and around the masjid, now we're creating an atmosphere that will produce more than what we can see, inshallah. I'll stop right there. Let's see if we have another hand up. We do. 321, our economic advisor, 321-917, followed by 718-749. We did have 773. Come back, 773. But I'm going to open both up and go to DeLacy Uma out of Melbourne, Florida, and then we'll go down up to New York.
Assalamu alaikum. I had my hand up for quite a while here listening to all the wonderful comments.
We apologize.
That's all right. There was a lot of information being shared. A lot of information being shared. Peace and blessings to everyone. I thought Michael had got off and called me back, but I had my hand up, Michael. I couldn't get to you.
No problem.
You know, I was listening to the comments, and you know, Michael and I have been talking about this very topic, and we were talking about it in regards to a sacred unity. And, you know, this is something we've been working on, how to develop our unity, and how the lack thereof is hurting us. And I think too that, you know, all of our we are experiencing times now where we are looking at our fellow Muslims being under a lot of duress. And, you know, and we are wondering, how can I help? How can I help? And, you know, our last two programs on preparing to make it in the land of plenty, we were talking about recirculating our wealth and spending our resources wisely. And, you know, and there I was looking at these young people divesting in these companies that are supporting warmongering and war machines, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, and I thought about the power that we have as a group, our group interest and our group power, and how we are not giving it its rights. We are not giving it its rights in terms of how to utilize what we have. You know, I remember the imam put a phrase there. I remember when they used to have in the Muslim Journal the garden, children's garden, I think, and it was a little lessons used to go in there every week. And the imam put something by George Washington Carver in there, and it stated, start where you are, take what you have, and make something out of it. And, you know, I was very impressed with that, and I used that as a philosophy for life. For my own personal life, to start to looking around at what I really had and how could I make something beneficial out of that. So we have a lot in our unity that we are not properly accessing. I heard the sister below just a little while ago. I'm sorry I didn't get her name, but talk about
Malika,
thank you. Thank you, Sister Malika. I talk about how the potential we have and how we have to see ourselves together. We have to see ourselves together. And I think we got to, you know, the imam, he gave us some language. He said we need to, because of our traumatic experiences, we need to dwell on a philosophy for life in a sacred unity. And we've been talking about this for quite some time now, that our unity should be something that's sacred. I don't think we see the power, and you know, and we could definitely say how the prophet addressed the need for us to be united. When one part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts. And we know we are sitting watching all of these travesties and going on and wondering what we can do. We can regulate our resources so that we are increasing our unity, increasing our wealth, and spending our money with people who share our concerns, right? So I'll just leave that there. And you know, these young people, I'm so proud of our young college students who are pressuring these institutions to divest in weaponry, companies that are creating weapons to kill people, et cetera, et cetera. and they are very obstinate and very sincere that they want to see economics is the key that will stop all of the misuse of power. So I just want to, I'll stop there. And but I do want us to be, and I heard the sister mention, we need to find ways to increase our unity. How do we stay in contact with each other? How do we see what each other is doing? And she's right, a lot is being done, but we are not aware of it and we are not benefiting from it. But we can look and see how to support people who have our best interests at heart and not let our resources go to those who don't. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma.
Well, thank
two,
you.
Two things, Sister Martha.
The caller. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. We have 718-749, William Kareem out of Queens, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I can wait. You can go ahead, Michael.
No. I've had quite a bit of say. Go ahead.
That's all right. I mean, you had two things. I want you to make sure to get those two things out.
Well, the first is going back into our history. Outstanding human being, servant of God, that I just read about. You know, the internet can show you a lot of things. And this woman, Nanny, my mother's best friend's name was Nanny Helen Burroughs. You can look her up. And she, you know, the family came out of slavery. Her focus was on improving herself. And then after that, she began to improve through education the life of African-American women and started classes for them. But her saying is what jumps out at me. She had a saying of doing the thing that is common in an uncommon way. That really just jumped out in my soul, you know. Doing what is considered just everyday stuff, but doing it in such a conscious awareness, it's like what the Imam told us about Iman. What Iman is the life being lived in a way where you know you're acting and living before Almighty God. But even if you don't have that kind of sensitivity, that you know Allah is always with you, having the sensitivity that I know God is with me. And the other thing was, if I can remember it, I'll stop with that because that's very important. You know, we can live a good human life in such a way where people watching us can be inspired. How we deal with that's how many were converted to Al-Islam, watching Muslims living their day-to-day life, how they solve problems, how they acted in good times and in bad times. But if we have a consciousness of that, it's more energetic. There's more energy when you're living a conscious life, you know, to please Almighty God, than just, you know, ritual, you know, a ritual life where you're doing it out of habit, you know, rather than consciously. And I'll stop with that. Thank you, William.
Oh, alhamdulillah, and I'll start right where you stopped. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are just on Michael's point. We are sharing quality life examples to the people of the world, to the people in our family, to the people in our community, and to people in the world. We are showing through what we have come to understand and what we practice as the community-wide children. People that our life examples are there for them to look at and possibly have an influence on them. And they might not even give us the credit for it. they won't study. They just go ahead and take it, you know. And then we don't come back and say, yeah, you got that from us. Except when it comes to the Clara Muhammad School. You know, they now have these charter schools that are replicating many of the things that we had in the Clara Muhammad School, especially as far as uniforms and also they had it in the Catholic school too. You know, many people sent their children to the Catholic school. I know I sent my son to the Catholic school. And my son sent his daughter to the Catholic school because there was a certain amount of discipline, but not only discipline, but education that actually went there. I didn't actually send my children to the Catholic school. The mother of my son sent it, but I was the one who paid for it because that was the decision she made. And it was a good decision because, you know, he wanted to be an intelligent young man and also an intelligent adult. But I also sent my children. I made a sacrifice, and I sent my three daughters, and son to the Clara Muhammad School. Now, they haven't sent their children to the Clara Muhammad School. They send their children to public school. But I can say that we did give them a quality life experience by sending them to the Clara Muhammad School, because the Clara Muhammad School was all about, you know, giving quality education, protection, and making them feel comfortable in the environment. That's what the Clara Muhammad School offers. Right now, we're on American Muslim 360, and we are sharing quality knowledge, quality understanding with each other. So we are enhancing each other in this sharing, and anybody that's listening and anybody that's participating, you know, we are working to make each other better in our understanding, and hopefully that, you know, something will be said that we will be able to add to our life to move forward. But Bubba DeLacy said something that was really, really important. But he left something out. He didn't go all the way with it. I there's something else that's on it. I know exactly what he meant, because when he said it, I was like, oh, yes. He said that someone influenced him, inspired him, and told him, start where you are. Use what you have and make something beneficial as a quality product or quality service. Now, this is something that I've done in my life because I was under a lot of stress. I had to make some money. I had to find a way. And there were certain things that I wasn't going to do. You know, a lot of my friends said, yo, I'm going to go ahead and sell some drugs. You know, and I mean, yo, people giving out packages and everything. And I tried it, but it didn't work. You know, it's a long story. But I tried it, you know. But, you know, like, you know, because my friend was the one that was giving out packages. So I went to him, you know, I had to make some money, you know, because I was married and I had a child coming. And so I was like, yo, I got to make some money. The heck with that. I'm going to go out here, man. I'm going to sell me some drugs. And so I went to my friend. I said, yo, man, I need to pick up a package. He said, okay, what you want? I said, yo, I want 10 quarters. This was during the time of Nicky Bonds and all the rest of that there. So he said, all right, you know, he gave me 10 quarters. So I sold the 10 quarters. I came back, gave him his money. I said, let me get another 10. He said, yo, you got to wait, you know, because, you know, I don't have any. I said, when? He's next week. I said, okay. So I came back next week. Yo, man, can I get it again? Yo, it didn't come in yet, man. You got to wait till next week. So I came back next week. I said, yeah, man, you know, like, can I get them 10? He said, yo, it didn't come in yet. You got to wait till next week. I said, what the heck is this? This. So I can't make no money, because the money that I made on them 10 quarters, it was gone, you know, because I was, you know, I had to spend, you know, take care of myself and family. So after 3-4 weeks, man, you know, I was like, yo, I need some more money. And this is how I got into selling sandwiches, because I started where I was. I used what I had, which was $3.74, and I made something that was going to be beneficial to the community. And, you know, and this was before McDonald's, Burger King's, and all the rest of that. The only thing that they had in the neighborhood, you know, was soul food joints that sold pork and fish and chip joints. And if you really wanted a burger or a milkshake or something like that, you had to go from 114th Street to 122nd Street. So I took the walk up to 122nd Street and got a burger and a milkshake, brought it back to the house. When I brought it back to the house, opened the burger was greasy, and the water and the milkshake was watery. I was like, man, you know, hey, now I got to go all the way back up here. So I said, well, there's some, you know, there's probably a lot of people that's dissatisfied. So I took $3.74 and made 7 quality chicken sandwiches. And with those 7 quality chicken sandwiches, I knew they were quality. I took my time, me and my wife took my time making those quality. And I put them in a shopping bag. And I went around the corner to my friends. And they were shooting crap. Yeah, you know, I said, hey, yo, I got them hot, y'all. I got those hot chicken sandwiches. And the guy that was shooting crap, he stopped and he looked at me. He said, I know you BSing that. And I stood there like a nerd. I said, no, I got chicken sandwiches. And my heart sunk. I said, man, you know, this ain't going to work. Wow, you know. And then my friend, the Bisco, he said, how much are they? I said, they're $1. He said, let me get one. And he got the sandwich. He started eating it. And everyone was like, yo, how it taste? He said, it tastes good. And everyone said, yo, let me get one. I sold him 7 chicken sandwiches in 5 minutes. But it was a quality chicken sandwich. I started where I was at, and I used what I had, and I made a quality product. And from there, I took that $7. So I started at $3.74, made $7. I made the $7 and made 14 chicken sandwiches and just continued to double up. And then I started to make other kinds of sandwiches. Before you knew it, man, I was selling 100 chicken sandwiches. I was selling 100 sandwiches a day and created a legacy for myself known as the Smirky Candy Man, you know? You know? But I mentioned that to tell you, to say that that's what you see the Mexican doing. When we go to our masjids, we see these vendors that come with product that sell in front of the masjid. That's what they're doing.
Right.
They're starting where they are, and they're using what they have, you know, to go ahead. See, because Sister Martha was saying, you know, within a 5-mile radius. Well, what about instead of a 5-mile radius, what about in a 5-foot radius or a 5-block radius? Because everybody don't have a car to go 5 miles. But, I mean, if that's where you have to start, that's where you have to start. But it would be even better if it was 5 feet. Well, if it was 5 blocks within a 5-block radius, that we could do it. Why is Amazon so successful? That's the question. That's the question on the table. Why is Amazon so successful?
And right there where you are, William, praise be to Allah. Everyone, you're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. I have failed. I'm very derelict of my duties of the public service announcement. Please forgive me, as we have been very much Amra Home Shura, Baina Home sharing, and I was gravitating to everything that I'm hearing. This is America Muslim 360. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and this is Community Developmental Stages, along with CWSC Community Buzz. That 5-mile radius is from 0 to 5 miles, 5 miles being the max.
Yeah, but you're right. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're 100% right about it. You're 100%.
Oh, okay.
And I'm asking you the question, why is Amazon so successful?
Service.
And then,
credible service. Incredible.
Amazon, the people in Amazon, they had some great aspirations about them. They had to communicate love and respect for each other. They had old money with themselves. You know, look, we'll get what we supposed to have if we follow what Allah instructed us. Look, let me tell you, so right now in front of me, right, I got this book. I got this book, A Challenge. Now, check this out now. A Challenge that Imam Muhammad, a challenge to the Baladic community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Look, I guarantee you, if we take, and I don't know, maybe you look up the article or something like that, and you let me just next week read this, and you put this into the perspective that Imam Muhammad gave us, there's no kind of way just that group on the phone there should be able to go on and make people get up and get something done. Our aspiration is too low because our worship and our work is weak.
What's the name of the book?
We weak. Oh, it's but this book is by Brother Abdul. It's a publication by Bilal, Master Bilal by Brother Abdul Aziz, Imam Abdul Aziz. But the article was A Challenge to the Baladian Community by Imam W.D. Muhammad. And let me tell you something. Anytime I stood and gave y'all something when I came on, and I don't know whether or not that y'all heard it good, and I was taking y'all to a development that Imam Muhammad brought it to. And it stopped at a certain point, and then we don't move into the aspiration aspect of it. We don't see ourselves as world leaders. We don't understand the position that Allah has put us in. And something is stopping us from that motivation, whether because of lack of knowledge, our faith is weak, because we're not disciplining ourselves enough, we're not loving and caring for each other enough. You stop at that one person instead of moving on out. The formula, let me tell you something, the formula is here. Imam Muhammad gave us the formula.
Brother William offered us a picture of his personal experience.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
You know, and
he did.
You know, that's where we need to be. We need to be. Mm-hmm. There's a certain point where we need to be careful of giving a khutbah, saying too much. I have to remind myself to be succinct.
Yes.
First of all, because communication, the first communication when we're speaking, a person may not get all of what you're saying. They might just get a 25% of what you're saying.
Right.
Repetition is necessary. And we have to be mindful and conscious of how we use our words for our own development and for the encouragement of this sacred unity that Imam DeLacy is speaking of. We want to come together and do what Prophet Muhammad did. He applied the Quran, you know. He put it into practice, application, and that's what we gotta have. Sometimes this is also dealing with our weaknesses. We talk too much, and I worked on some bridges down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we stayed with a lady who gave us rooms. This lady had rooms available, and she was a knowledgeable lady. She taught piano. She taught piano, and she told us in a general conversation, "Black men, y'all tell the white man too much. Y'all talk to the white man too much." You know, she was saying that the message I got is you need to do more and say less, especially the white folks.
Yes. You know, but you know this is mutual consultation, and like the Dango, it's a bee spewing out something to pass on to another bee that passes to another bee, and then it becomes the honey. But the key thing to everything is every individual let us become more aware of our relationship with Allah, our relationship with the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet, and let's take that and reach out with each other. And that dynamic force that Allah has enough to pull us together and pull the believers together, and we go ahead on and we can be successful. But we have to do that though. We have to be very, very sincere in our worship. And worship is worship.
Okay. Now let me take that.
CWS is so successful right now, because why? The group effort. They get together, they work us. They work a bees and they're getting things done. That's why we're here right now. That's a success right there. Now I can tell you how to develop a community and be successful, because he had him one. You're in that position.
Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to not take away from all who are in. We are 50 states. Praise be to Allah. And wherever we are, the work that is going on, I'd like to give credit to what is happening. Thank you, Bilal. I'd like to give credit to what is happening. So only where we are, the persons, wherever we are, can make the assessment and see. Sometimes it doesn't take 4 or 5 people to do an assessment just from what you know of intern. We're speaking of the masjid now. We know we have to definitely do the own assessment of our home, our household. What can we do better? How much money is going, we're throwing away, so to speak, and all of that. But to get to where Bilal, you were speaking about our connecting. The provision, what provisions are there? And now I can speak for Tampa Bay area. And what we found as a strength is that we have a diverse skill set. But, you know, we have someone who is definitely into the politics and aware of the governance and all those things and the etiquette that comes with that. You know, staying abreast of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him. And then we have someone who's in education. So the talents are here and the skill sets are here. Now, when it comes to the masjid and understanding the relationship of the mosque or the Islamic center to the community around it, that has not become gelled yet. It's not congealed. It's not set. Because the Islamic center is not open all the time. Well, could it be that perhaps because I'm not doing my part, maybe I need to be the one to open the masjid? But I don't think so. You know, we give that to the male to do that, to handle that. So who's available to do that? Making sure it's open for at least the 5 daily prayers. So here we are in 2024, and I'm mentioning this, and I'm not telling something that I don't think is that perhaps is a weakness all around. I don't know, but and then our opportunities. We're a majority are elderly, and we do have young people who have interest. They are in their world of work and family matters, and they come out to when they get alerted about activities that's happening, events that's going on, they show up. So what is missing? What are the threats that are there, which would be weaknesses and threats? What's missing? And maybe it's back to maybe it's the way the design of the city, the community, where we're living. I don't know. So, but those are things that, in a conversation, we have to have at a point where we write it down, where we can see it, so that we don't have to keep coming back to what we don't have, but see where we are building. We're building, so we don't want to take the blocks away that we do have. That makes sense. Alhamdulillah, I'll stop right there.
Yes, it does.
Yes, Sister Martha, I still need an answer to that question that I made, which is, you know, why is Amazon successful?
I'm glad you came back to that.
Yeah, I mean, because it's important. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we are here on American Muslim 360 and we're sharing. And this is quality. This is quality knowledge and education, you know, and that each one of us have. You know, each one of us have something. And, yeah, yeah, we talk too much. But this is the place where we do the talking. Right? This is where we share the talk with each other. Because it's quality talk that we're having with each other. But the question becomes, see, because I said something, I said to Brother DeLacy, said start where you are, use what you have, and make something beneficial as a quality product or quality service. And we support American Muslim 360 because it's a quality service that's being provided to us where we can come together, you know, and have this quality conversation about, you know, like our quality life experiences. And so that we can go back out into the world as individuals and be quality examples of what our community is all about and what Islam is all about. And that winds up being important. So we, and I'm sure that all of us make donations to American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference. Why? Because we're getting something out of it. It's beneficial. And then again, I go back to the question, why is it that Amazon is successful?
You answered your own question. Quality, service, and products.
And people, availability of people.
And when you say availability of people, what does that mean?
Well, I mean people who take on the to work the service and to you know, to what is it, what to do with the product, assemble it, or whatever it takes to get the product transported.
Has anybody that's listening ever went to Amazon and ordered something?
All the time.
Oh, online.
Okay, and why is it that you go on Amazon and order? What is the benefit? The benefit.
Quick service. Time.
Exactly. Quick service.
Uh-huh.
It's quick service. So it's really human beings being selfish. That's what it is. Look, I see a product I want, and I want it as fast as possible. Oh, I don't have to go outside to get it? Oh, okay. That's the product that I want. I'm going to go ahead and order it. Oh, you say that you can get it to me tomorrow? Oh, well, hey. Well, yeah, you know, like, I know that they have True Detergent. I know they have True Detergent. But, you know, like, I can get tired. I got to go all the way to the masjid or order it and come 2 weeks later. And I can get, you know, I need to wash my clothes now. Man, just go get me some, you know, oil on Amazon. Amazon will have it right there at my door. So, you know, human beings are selfish creatures. Quality product or quality service that people can get when they want it right away. That's what we're missing. You know, we have the right ideas about being, you know, honorable people, about being a people of integrity. We have that, but now what we have, that now, if we could concentrate on getting a quality product to or service to the people, then they, I believe, would support us, because quality products and quality service always wins out. Always wins out. Quality product and quality service. I would prefer to go to Ruth Chris, which is a high quality restaurant, for a steak, as opposed to going to Applebee's, because I know that if I go to Ruth Chris, I'm gonna pay a little more money, but I'm gonna have a quality steak. I know that. I would prefer to go to Brooks Brothers to buy a shirt, because I know it's going to be a quality shirt, as opposed to going to Facebook and ordering from a company that I don't know anything about. Now, I've done Brooks Brothers, but I've done these. I've also bought the picture, bought into the picture that's on Facebook. And then when I got the product, found out, man, it was just all made of polyester, whereas the product that I got from Brooks Brothers was 100% cotton.
Yeah.
So
I had that issue with Temu.
with who?
Temu.
What's that?
It's a new online thing.
My sister told me
about it. But here's the thing, William. I agree with what you're saying. In a 16-minute khutbah, Friday khutbah, Imam Muhammad mentioned us losing, you know, those who identify with him having taken losses. And he said that, you know, there are certain things that we need that, how did he put it? We have to keep certain concerns alive, even though we may not at a particular time be able to do what we want to do in terms of, you know, but the idea of providing for ourselves from amongst ourselves and establishing that discipline is very important, because we've been conditioned that the white man's ice is colder and so on and so forth in that regard. And so we'll go to a Ruth Chris rather than picking up a steak from a good supermarket and fixing that steak ourselves. And I understand, you know, the dynamics in terms of socializing and so forth, ambiance and all that kind of stuff. But a certain is that we've got to set up an environment where we encourage ourselves to find good business people, men and women amongst ourselves, and supporting them, and establishing that as not something that just every now and then, but establishing that as a habit. There's certain habits that the Asians and others establish. I want to go off into different areas with that, but I'm going to hold my tongue in that respect.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's clear. You gave an option. You gave an option as far as the steak example. I was making a comparison to a steak from Olive Garden or Applebee's and a steak from Ruth Chris. There's a different quality. Yeah.
Yes.
Now there is the option that you can go to the supermarket and you can buy a steak and make it yourself. That's an option that you have. But that's not the comparison that I was trying to make.
I got the comparison.
Yeah, but you mentioned.
I was going back to Brother DeLacy's idea of sacred unity, and that's where we're really falling short. I got the example that you gave.
Let me say this, brother, because you did mention, you know, going and making your own steak. You did mention that in there. And that's not part of the example. Yeah, that's an option for you to do. As a matter of fact, it's a better option for you to do.
I'm trying to stick to the sacred unity idea for us. You know,
I know you got it, but I want to make sure everybody else has it, because the thing is that I made the comparison, and I was talking about why is it that people are successful, and especially with what Brother DeLacy said about start where you are, use what you have, and make something that's beneficial as a quality product or service. That you know, there are various degrees of product, And I believe that we have the right mindset and the right heart set as a people to make the product that we, if we put something out, that we're going to make a quality product or we're going to give a quality service. And if we focus and concentrate on that and give that to people and give it to them in a way that's close to the masjid or close to the business or close to home, that, you know, there is success in that. Because that's what the Mexicans do. That's what the Chinese do. That's what they all do. I saw a Mexican woman. She made a she was selling cotton candy, and she had cotton candy on a stick, and was walking down the street with cotton candy on a stick. And I'm sure that you've been on the highway and seen them selling fruits and drinks and flowers and everything. But they start where they are, and they use what they have to present a product to people. And that's not what we do. What we do is like, what we got to do, we got to make sure that the city ordinances are in place. And, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, like we can, you know, pay the rent and that, you know, like we got all the permits that we need in order to open the store, in order for us to really start business. We think on a big level, as opposed to thinking on the smaller level at the beginning. Allah creates his creation from Bismillah. And then from there, it starts with one. And then it goes to two. And then it goes to four. And then it goes to eight. And then it goes to 16. That's how Allah's creation, and that's how business goes. It's a Bismillah, starts from zero, and then it starts to one. And then one to two, and then two to four. If you keep on going with it, it will, inshallah, it'll be successful. Or it might not be. But, you know, that I'm just saying, we think so high on these things. And we are quality people. We are quality examples, and this is what we can do.
And with that, everyone, praise be to Allah. I pray that everyone understands the mechanism that we're using, and I'm saying the mechanism, the method, the style. This is all part of the 51 Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And all is not being said. I mean, for those who are listening, there's much, 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 much more to this as we're drafting, we're also working. And as we're speaking, there are plans in action. And I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the openness that we have to intelligently share as we, the connection is being made, the communication has been developed, the collaboration is in process. Not just from an event, but event spells a lot of it, says for us in many ways. The next time we meet, inshallah, in between, we'll be meeting on Wednesday. But those who have not heard for the time to be grateful, just know that next week, rather, is New Medina. For those, that's the Memorial Weekend. Those who are traveling, DeLacy, did you connect with anyone that was that is going to New Medina? Oh, perhaps he's making salah. Okay, but next week, inshallah, whoever does make it and can connect with us and share, we pray to have the because it'll be. Continuing with Imam Alvin Sharif, they're in New Medina. We will definitely be, yes.
I believe Brother Henry told me he was going to New Medina.
Very good. Very good. And Alabama is just right there too, isn't it? Probably still a few hours. Alhamdulillah.
So we intend to project the Juma and other things that are happening there and around. Inshallah, I intend to be there just to relax and do some fishing. Not just, forgive me, y'all, but to enjoy the fishing day expedition, inshallah. and this Wednesday is, again, the meeting, the Zoom meeting for Time to Be Grateful. I know also that Albany, Michael, you can tell me because it's been a while since I've been on Albany with Rukaya and the imams and where you are in the Quran, still in Surah 7, or are you in Surah 8 now?
Still in Surah 7, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. And is that 7 p.m. or 6:30?
It's 6 Central, 7 Eastern.
7, okay.
And every Wednesday. And it's so important,
yes,
because the focus is not just reading the Quran, taking a few surahs, a few ayats, a few verses, and utilizing the insights that the Imam has shared with us in terms of language, in terms of how Allah presents His guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Utilizing the insights that, you know, those on the line remember from lectures that the Imam has given in reference to, you know, the subject matter of a particular ayat. And then, you know, with that foundation, you know, seeing what else we can extract from it. And I think it's an excellent approach in terms of the idea of language environment. You know, our foundation is the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. And so bringing men and women together to see what we can get out of in terms of application of those verses in our lives and in the life of the community.
Alhamdulillah. And too, it's open for, as the ayat is read, it's open for individuals to think through, and share what you're getting from it to the degree that then it opens up to more and more and more. It blossoms outward. So okay. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah. An example, the facilitator, the person who's leading the discussion is very patient. Dr. Salih Faldon generally facilitates, and we have those who are able to read it in the Arabic, and also who are able to look up the word. Like for instance, chapter 7, verse 13, where Allah speaks about arrogance and how arrogance affects the human being, and the word generally is translated as to be brought low or to be debased. But the foundational word is to make small. And Dr. Salih shared that with the group. The word sod, rain, ra, yes, it means to bring low or to debase, but foundationally it means to make small. And so that's gives us an idea of how arrogance affects us, you know, our psychology, you know, our souls, how it's mm-hmm. affected.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific, the Zoom meeting for A Time to Be Grateful. It's laid out every Wednesday until December 18th, right up to the Y. And this is where not just waiting on others to make the decision, contributing to being the lead on how the time to be grateful can be seen how can it be in Miami, Florida, with respect to Miami as being the host. They respectfully are looking outward and saying, we are in this together. Let's make it happen. So that's their approach. So alhamdulillah, for those who were not connected this Wednesday, inshallah. Or if you want to make it known and then reach out to Dr. Hamid. And if you haven't received it and you want to participate, just let it be known through by emailing us or calling 910-317-0297. And just let it be known that you want to participate in a time to be grateful. Or you have some contribution, you want to connect with the committee director and make your contribution, inshallah. I know I'm missing. Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association will be July, the third weekend in July. I don't know why I can't remember the date. But that's with Priscilla Ukta, who is the director of that. It'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Prepare for Muhammad School National Alumni Association, and it will come up with all the information that you need.
Next month is the dip.
June is Juneteenth for many areas. CWSC, how we want to connect with any cities or any communities, let it be known what activities are going to be taking place and how we can, through the senior management team and the CEO of AM360, how AM360 can be involved with that, inshallah.
The scholarship deadline.
And thank you. Scholarship deadline, June 20th. We haven't gotten any kind of applications. I don't know. Announce it and propose it. And two, should you want to donate to the scholarship fund, then please, by all means, make that known. If you want to set up a scholarship, it starts off at a $500 opening for that scholarship. You can increase it as you see fit, but the family that wants to set it up, they begin that foundation scholarship amount. Go to cwsc.us and the information is there for scholarships. All right. And the criteria is there for those who want to receive a scholarship. But we must get it in. We're in May. We're at the middle of May. We definitely, for those who really, truly want to, if you're already in college, doesn't matter about your age, if you're already in college or university and those $2 will help, alhamdulillah. You must follow the criteria. All right. Let's see. Am I missing something else?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, tomorrow is Saturday, and a new day for Al-Islam and American Muslim 360 come together with cultural insights. And we have a special guest with us. Person that you know, Sister Martha, Sister Zenga Knight, who gave the art exhibit at Queens Museum. Yeah, she's doing another presentation starting Sunday, and it's going to run for 8 months at the Queens Museum. So we will be interviewing her, and she'll be telling us about this latest art exhibit that she'll be doing.
Oh, and it's going to be at the Queens Museum with Bilal Hassan?
Yes, it's going to be at the same place.
Alhamdulillah. You all, and I have many video pictures that I can share. Perhaps we'll do Google Meet and everyone, and I can share the pictures. I don't know. We just have to do Google Meet right then at that moment. All right, everyone, tomorrow. But you'll be doing the interview hopefully at 11?
Yes.
Oh, alhamdulillah. All right. 10 o'clock will be harmonious sound tune.
Yes, that's right. That is correct. Yeah.
Right, and then 11 will be the interview, everyone. And you don't want to miss, now let me tell you, if you weren't on last week with Quick Hitters, I truly want him on CWSC Friday Roundtable, and I know he works. But maybe we'll make that happen, inshallah. Will we be able to get Bell Swan on? You must hear him outside of tomorrow, but the conversation with Quick Hitters is just wonderful. And I think most of us were on last Saturday as the discussion unfolded. So praise be to Allah. And the other, all of the hosts, everyone that comes on AM360, we're thankful for them. I'm thinking my mind is going to map Power 5, the Muslim American Power 5. I think we missed Muslim American Power 5, which is at 1 p.m. on Monday. But then William comes on at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We might think we're going to have to stretch into 10. But 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I know that would be too close for comfort for your presentation on IWDM. I mean, New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio.
Yes.
And
right.
Can't say enough about the medium connection. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No. That was, that 2 hours would be crazy.
We pushed it to half an hour over, but we understand. But the conversation with the Living the Upload Life on Monday morning from 8 to 9, and then the stories of the life of
the lives
of
Ibn Kathir.
I mean, it's wonderful. So all of and of course, Michael is on. It's not just talk on Thursdays. Michael, is that 9:30?
8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. We're going to have Imam Ronald Shaheed back again with us next Thursday.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Everyone, if you want to go back and listen to, I really, truly listen to last night. Imam Ronald B. Shaheed, very, very, always very good conversation and information sharing and reminders. But I want to point to Dr. Hamid El-Amin. We can't say enough about that, and I definitely want to have him on our CWSC Friday Round Table, inshallah. He's already agreed to. I'm just going to put a date there, but I want to do it in a 2-week, 3-week process because we have Quran Shakir this week coming up, and inshallah, if he can follow suit, because we really want to lay out the process of what he has with speaking education, he can really draw it out for us, lay out, you know, that blueprint, how that looks and how we each area can benefit from that, community can benefit from that. Method. Praise be to Allah. And then to everyone, I'm going to address the imam that we've been connecting with. And like I say, we're 50 states strong. We want to keep that in our mind. Oh, 50 states strong. But before I mention that, let me say tomorrow, too, after, well, first thing will be Imam Kareem Hamid, with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose, 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. You do want to participate. Hear the commentary of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Allahule, thinkers. It's just like what Michael and I was talking about with Wednesday night, going through ayat by ayat. Same thing with Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, hearing what is said and then internalizing or seeing the effect of what he said in our life and how we are putting it into action. To see ourselves, not just talking, but just really adjusting ourselves, I call it reorganizing, restructuring our own life, and then see how we can make it evident in our community. So inshallah, so 7 to 9:30 a.m., and then 9:30 to 11, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. As I think Delayson said, you'll continue with the sacred unity discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Sacred unity. Unity is sacred.
Praise be to Allah. And that will be also, inshallah, joining will be the recurring guest of Professor Rabbani Muhammad, Imam Jalisa Umar, is the host, and Michael, I'm to say co-host and engineer. Praise be to Allah. That's 9:30 to 11. 11 a.m. is when we connect with William Kareem to 1:12, and then 12 to 1 is Kevel Iquan, who is coming. We and AM 360 and A New Day for Al-Islam collaboration will be at that time from 11 to 1. And then 5 p.m., everyone, do I need to say, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi with Al-Islam in Focus. Saturday's lineup. Praise be to Allah. We plan to attend, and inshallah. I'm not sure if Bilal, I hear you clicking. Bilal had hung up and he had to call back on my line. Bilal, are you wanting to share?
Yes, alhamdulillah. I'm
through my phone.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I'm thankful to Allah for the volunteers in the community. And I love y'all. I have high respect for y'all. And I know sometimes I'd be kind of like very adamant about different things I'd be saying, but sometimes I forget who I'm talking to. Y'all are working, y'all handling y'all business. So praise be to Allah. And I'm going to support y'all any way I can. So alhamdulillah. So that's how it is with me. I love y'all, me. Alhamdulillah.
You can stay right there with us. We have 914-434 followed by 810-399. Let's go to, I'm just going to say Muhammad Sharifa Sharif. Muhammad Sharif. I got it. So I'll cover both of them. Come on down. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I knew you covered quite a bit. Quite a bit. So Esbert Williams asked that question. Why is Amazon so on the top of the line, I guess you would say? Why? Because as I said, they have a superior product, an excellent product, and customer service.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get a product that the majority of us will report. I don't mean to burst anyone's bubble. The true detergent will find out. Ask around our community. Ask the person around you. Ask close to you. Do you use true detergent? You'll be surprised to find out very few people in our community use true detergent.
Mm-hmm.
I use it. It is. In fact, I'm about to reorder. I'm just about out of mine.
I asked around the community, ask how many of the people use true detergent.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find maybe five people right now on the line that we're on now to use true detergent.
How can true detergent get it to us quicker? That's a good question. Can we get true detergent on Amazon?
Yes. All you have to do is contact True Detergent, keep it there, and they will send it to you. You can get it through Amazon. Or easy
is it on Amazon?
Wherever they send it. You can get it.
Is it on Amazon?
I'm not sure if it's on Amazon or not. But I'm telling you,
it is on Amazon. It's on Amazon.
If it's on Amazon, then we can encourage people to go on Amazon and buy true detergent, knowing that they will get it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, shouldn't we be telling all the people that on every program? Shouldn't we be telling you that?
Yes.
They changed the dynamics some time ago, a few years ago. It used to be, what you call it? Oh, man, sit right off my tongue. Yeah, I can't bring it up right now. But I know it says, That's all right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look for True Detergent on Amazon, and I'm going to order True Detergent for Sister Martha Nyla Williams Abdullah because she left her True Detergent product here in New York.
And I'm using it.
All right.
Tell your Kareem.
That's right. She left it right here. That's right.
Oh my.
I got that truth. So I owe you a True Detergent. I owe you a True Detergent.
That's
right.
Why I
I'm
had to use my. Listen, that's why I had to use my little gift pack. You know the little pack they gave.
Let's ask
everyone and tell them that they can get it through Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to add, in terms of us building a Muslim community economic system, you know, there's certain things we have to work our way towards. Amazon didn't get to where they are overnight, and this was what the imam was adamant that we have honorable businessmen and women. And they're not getting us our support. And I think some of that is because we've been conditioned in terms of how we go into the marketplace. And we've got to change that dynamic in order for us to come up like the Asians and like the Latino people. In order to come up, we've got to have the discipline that they established for themselves to come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Much more discussion on that because the SWOT, the process of in the community, there are realtors, there are lawn servicemen, there are construction workers, that are Muslim, and there are painters.
Mm-hmm.
As DeLisa was saying, we just don't know who. And I said, in the masjid, we do. Now, there's a board. I don't know if Islamic Center has it or whatever faith center, a board where individuals put their business card up there or a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I think the conversation and part of the conversation has to be also, you know, there are starters who are just starting in business, or those who are a little more in the medium, and then those who are further along. And what the community needs, I mentioned about that plaza, what will it take to develop a plaza, particular individuals collaborating their business in a particular area so that we can begin to the traffic can begin to go there. Both can from a collaboration, but it takes that discussion to be had. So alhamdulillah in our various areas. So praise be to Allah. And we have lawyers and we have doctors. Dentists.
Insurance people.
Insurance, there you go. Life insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance.
Yes.
It came back to me years ago.
Okay.
It was brick and mortar.
Yes.
And mortar.
Yes.
Huh? They changed the dynamics now. It's click and order.
Yeah.
Brick
yeah.
and mortar.
And that's what they're doing.
That's all right, Bob. That's all right.
Look around your community and see all those Amazon trucks. In your neighborhood, your trucks, Amazon trucks, different everything in your neighborhood.
Now, I'm kind of like the old washing machine with the agitator in the middle. We don't have that anymore, but you know what I'm talking about. You look, there's a certain sensitivity that we have to develop, not to give established, and I'm gonna just say it straight out. We as a group. We're giving people who don't need our money too much. We got to find ways to give money to people who are like ourselves, who are coming up,
in our community and outside of our community. The people like Amazon, they already got their share. They got more than their share of the market. So we got to find our way to get they got more. So we got to find a way. You know, the imam was one, like the conventions that we gave. He was concerned about us giving these hotels and other entities our money, you know. Thousands upon thousands of dollars going to people who don't really need our money, and how we can keep the money in our circle to establish ourselves.
But the only way that we will come out of that, brothers and sisters, there's only one way to come out of that. The only way to come out of that is to provide a better service or a better product than everybody else. Because human beings are selfish creatures. We want what we want when we want it. And if I want a chocolate donut and Dunkin' Donuts sells a better chocolate donut than the store across the street, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. But I'm going to get that donut. Michael, let me say this. The only point I'm making is that these people are successful because they give us what we want. And so that's what we have to do. We have to give each other what we want because we're selfish creatures.
Well, I accept that, but I'm talking about a new type of conditioning for people coming up in the desert. There's a new kind of mentality that other people have demonstrated. Recently, the Spanish people have identified, living in uncomfortable circumstances, a number of families in one house. And then those families find another house nearby, and so that they take less, there's less pressure. They may go from 15 families to 7 families, and so on and so on. But they're willing to have a certain amount of sacrifice because they've got a vision of how they're going to establish themselves. These are the newcomers. You don't even hear from the Haitians. The Haitians came here looking sorry, look just like us, but they got a system. They've got a system and a strategy. They'll take a piece of money and say you got a circle of 10. They'll give one person that money with the obligation to put that money back in the circle. And they've got a strategy for coming up. And that's what we have to acknowledge. And that strategy is going to be uncomfortable at a certain point in terms of the establishment. The struggle, enjoying the struggle is something that we have to recondition ourselves for. Enjoying the struggle to get the dignity. It's about dignity over convenience. That's what I'm looking at.
So there's something I'd like to say in regards to our credit union that's being formed. Let's talk. We have to talk amongst each other. Social Security check, pension check, retirement check. Let that go into our credit union.
We ready to
close down them accounts and put it in the credit union. We want all our money going to the credit union. Let our money come right there into the credit union.
Okay.
Go ahead, give it up.
Go on your phone or your computer, put in Graceline Community Inc. .org. Graceline Community Inc. .org, and that'll take you to the website. All they want you to do, you don't have to put in the money now. Just put your name down that you will be willing to join the credit union. That's all I do. Just sign up your name and you'll be willing to join the credit union.
We're not going
to
put our money back on the plantation. Be taking our
you don't have to put any money into the credit union now.
No, I'm talking about.
Just sign up. Hold on. Just tell the company, go to credit Graceland.
No, I know. I got that. Go ahead.
What's that? Say it again. Make sure everybody got it. Don't confuse with putting in. You have put in no money now. Graceland Community Graceland Community Inc. .org.
Mm-hmm.
And go in and sign up that you will be a member of the Graceland Credit Union.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if we make Depretha Abdul Hadi, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I think my salam love and to you, Martha Nida, and to the AM360 family. This is Depretha Abdul Hadi. I've been listening in, and I tell you, and I kept thinking, I'm like, that sounds like William Kareem. I said, that sounds like him, but hold on now, let me see. And I said, well, let me just make sure, and that's you. And
yep,
I'm telling
me.
You. Yeah, And that's what we need to be doing. That's what we need. If we're going to be meeting, we definitely need to be meeting on that accord right there. Because this is like, the product and the customer service, you know. Okay, so what's the product? So what we're going to do, and you know, how we're going to get that product in there, Dan? Okay, start lining up them dollars on that. Okay, now we got the product and everything. Okay, so now what about the community now? Remember the community now and all this product getting, you know, because we got to, yes, our community, but we really looking at everybody in the United States and abroad.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep.
Put like that.
Yep.
And so that's going to include our, however large or small our communities are, but we will be recycling that dollars within that in our community, where whatever in those of these youngsters coming along and scholarships and computers or whatever they want to do this, one of the monies will be there for that.
Very true. And I would just say with that, sister, is it's not only products, but it's services too. Because
right now
we're providing a service with American Muslim 360. The question becomes, how can we improve this service, okay, so that it other people will be able to join us in conversation, or will be able to get this information out to other people, because they got so much. I'm looking at something right now that says 24% of all Muslim youth are leaving Islam. That's what they have on. This is a service that's being provided by YouTube. And the person that made this video put it on YouTube because he wants some clicks. That's what he's looking for, clicks. He just wants some clicks. He don't care about, you know, like what he's saying. What he says is, you know what? What I'm saying must be working because what? Because I got 68,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
68,000 views. So he's going to keep on saying, oh, this is working. So he's going to come with something else. We have the power to do the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's quality product, quality service. People are looking for that because they got a lot of garbage out here.
The Pew data service that collects information and statistics, they were saying that this was several years ago, and I don't think it's changed. In fact, I know it hasn't changed, that young people are more interested in a relationship with God than established religious places of worship and that formal houses of worship. But here's the thing. It's the way we message. And many people, many Muslims are still messaging in a way to identify as a brick and mortar, so to speak, place of worship. But Al-Islam is portable. And the young people need to understand it's a way of life, and you can take it anywhere. You don't have to go to a particular brick and mortar building. And it's the way that we present our message. Fast moving, quick thinking, right down to the modern times. You know, we have to step up our game, and not let other people identify. This was so important in the nation. We did not allow those outside of ourselves to define us, you know, to give, you know, we defined ourselves according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's presentation. And we stuck by our guns. We would die 10 toes down on what we were standing on, you know. So, yeah, there's a sizable number of young people that are leaving because of the way religion is being presented. Imam Muhammad gave us a fresh perception of our humanity, of our way of life, al-Islam, of the Prophet, a fresh perception. And if we would just take some of what he's given us, you know, we will see, you know, we will see, like it places in Atlanta, they're coming in every week, except in al-Islam, young people are, you know, because of the presentation, you know. And this is
right,
this is what's so...
But Michael, you know, Michael, but, you know, come to insight. First of all, this is being done by a this is an advertisement, and it's being done by a Christian organization that is saying that
mm-hmm.
Muslims are leaving Islam in record numbers. So
mm-hmm.
The title by itself is getting clear. You can't take that at face. We shouldn't take that as face granted that's what it is.
I wasn't going by that particular.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying that's what they're
right.
doing.
That's propaganda.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Propaganda.
Exactly. That's what you call it.
But we have to counter it with the message, you know, and the most progressive picture of al-Islam that I've seen is Imam Muhammad's identifying how to establish ourselves in America. I haven't seen anything better. You know, he
well, identified. The question is how do we go ahead and come against propaganda like this? You know, we
yes.
have to get out. We have to get ourselves on YouTube.
You know, I'm absolutely seeing from each perspective what we're talking about. But you're absolutely
wow.
right. Check this out, William. Check this out.
That, yes.
and I believe that's the man, Michael Hameen, that I'm hearing. But what
yes.
I'm check this out is that when you teach them who God is. Their purpose that God has even given them for being created,
yes.
the understanding of God, Allah himself, getting that endearment to him, all of this, what we're talking about, financials, if we got the financially learned individuals in the community, then we're going to automatically be taking all of this that's coming from the fact that we know Allah. See, oh, it says Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said he has ensured the victory of 48:20. He says, and I have promised you many gains, G-A-I-N-S, that you shall acquire.
Yes.
And I have
yeah.
given you these gains beforehand. Huh? Already
yes.
there?
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
let's do this. Teach the
yes.
children. Give them who Allah is.
Yes.
Teach them.
Allah,
so when
Allah
we
right
teach who Allah is, they ain't going to stop us on the product that we got and customer service, darling. We'll be the best that is on the market. Now
yeah.
try it. Well, we are having them dollars.
The next,
we need Justice Summerlin and want to go
wait,
to college.
Wait on,
say what they want to do. We are having
that's,
it.
That's right.
Now, yeah. I didn't mean to come and try to make it like a cook by anything like that. This is real talk.
Go ahead.
This is real talk.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah.
And this is so alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So everybody got it. What you saying, William? What you saying, Michael? Email? You, Bilal? Look at here. It's right on. Let's
yes,
do this.
Ma'am.
Now, I know that's my whole objective, is to get these children to know who Allah is. Because I have
yes.
a program on Saturday evening, Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. And we are establishing, like Imam W.D. Muhammad say, he said, establish your relationship with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, how are they going to establish a relationship with him if they don't know him?
Grim Kareem said something. Look, at the next meeting of AMCWSC, let's see about getting on YouTube. How we can get that together. Put that in the future.
I'm going to encourage my granddaughters to tune in Saturday. I'm going to send them the tune in information for them to dial into Sister Tapricia Hadid's program, and I'm going to send that to them because that's what they need. And I'm saying that because of this. I just sent my granddaughters I called my granddaughter, and she said, she asked me a question. She said, Grandpa, you know, how do you stay so, enthused and about, you know, the religion? How do you do that? How do you, you know, make your prayers? How do you stay enthused about making your prayers?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a girl who has demonstrated, she's 17 now, but I mean, she's been making her prayers by herself. If it's prayer time and we're talking, she will leave and go make her prayer.
That's right.
But she's gotten to the point. That she's questioning herself now. You know, because she's got, now she's 17, she's got a whole bunch of things to do, and so I kind of, you know, I said, yeah, so, you know, like, you know, do you make your prayer? Well, you know, like, I got so many other things to do, but, you know, after I do it, then I make my prayer. So she's putting the other stuff now before the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to tell her, I said, well, you know, it's understandable. But I gave her this. I said to her, you know, always remember, five times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. I said, you got that? She said, yeah, that's good, that's good. I said, now, you know, like, so do you know your prayers? She said, yeah. I said, well, what does L5? She said, tell me L5 behind English.
Mm-hmm.
She said, let me see. In the name of Allah, the compassionate. No. It's in the name of Allah. It's something like that. My granddaughter doesn't even know the prayer in her native tongue. She can say it in Arabic.
But you gotta understand
what you're saying.
She's 17 now. So, you know, this is what happens to young people. You know, it's got to make sense. That's all.
Okay.
But look at how the environment causes a disconnect, William. You know, that's something.
That's right.
Understanding our human psychology and understanding how the world that is led by demonic mindsets, you know, how they operate subtly to distract
and we gotta know the favors and the mercies and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the Quran, he say that the believer prays for a commerce, commerce, that will never fail.
Yes.
So that he is telling us that he has given us this commerce, commerce, that will never fail. We got to organize how to make it materialize.
Let's identify what the commerce is. First of all, let's give the meaning to the commerce, service to God, following his will and plan for ourselves and the world.
We already know. He said he give us this commerce that was never failed. So we already know he's involved because Allah is the one that's telling us that he has done this.
Yeah.
He already done this. And we be like, oh, alhamdulillah. Oh, Allah, you're so kind. And then we begin to look around for it. And so that we can, and what we have to do in this society and what we're at, and the, what we have to do to make it materialize. We got this true product. Okay, now we got to get out. We got a beautiful product in that now. Now we got to get out here and put the man, when they say, oh, well, honey, I want to wash my clothes today. And you tell me I go and send some on the Amazon wait to, and all this. No. What we're talking about, you know you're going to use true product. You have made your commitment to do that for your own community of people, own race of people. You're going to use the true detergent. Now, okay, if they say it's coming in here next month, guess what? Then next month, when you get ready to use it, guess what? You got it. You won't be saying, yeah, I'm finna go over here because I need to wash my clothes now, because you will have it. So stop the play.
One other critical point. To remember how Allah says he created the human being, and he told us about what we should watch out for. That we are hasty and we forgetful, and we have to establish an environment where we remind one another. You know,
that's right.
We have to. You know, that's dealing with the weaknesses, you know.
Yeah.
That assessment is assessing what a God says that we are, you know, our strengths and where our weaknesses are.
Yes. Strength, your weakness, and your threats. And when you learn who Allah, Santa Wata Allah is, and you ask his guidance and protection and mercy and all of the wonderful attributes and beautiful names that he has, and he give them to us. I mean, there it is. It's right there. Just organize it. Do your part. Organize. And then guess what? He'll even help us to organize it. Lord, you say, Allah, I want to get it organized. Where do I start at? What do I do? He'll say, come on, baby, come on over here and look right here. And you'll be like, oh, okay. And then it say, start right here. Oh, okay. Thank you so kindly.
Praise Allah first.
But when we get that down, we don't have anything to be worrying about on any level. All we got to do is these justice—they gonna come right on, because we gonna give them what they need. See, they be here today and they think they can tell us how it go, and we done been here 4 days and they don't recognize the fact that I done been here at least two days more than you have. So you need to be listening to me, youngster.
Well,
tell them that we have true detergent.
It's their choice.
Tell them and tell them that they can get it on Amazon. It's that simple. Tell them they get true detergent on Amazon.
You have on Amazon now.
You have
on Amazon now.
You got
to be listening. Well, I'm in here. They gave me a code. Didn't they give me a code? What did
you
they
got
say?
Alhamdulillah. You know, concerning the propaganda, this isn't anything new. Allah tells us in the Quran, they try to put out Allah's light with their mouths.
Yes.
Now, we have to believe Allah when he says, this is something that he will do, not us. He said he will perfect his light.
Right.
Our job is just to deliver the message and make it clear and plain, make it reach them. But Allah is in charge. They try to put out the light with their mouths. I'm not even alarmed by that. Allah have already stated that circumstance and that situation, and that he will perfect his light. I'll stop right there. The believers shall not worry, nor shall they grieve. Okay, I'll stop right there. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you.
And everyone, Allahu Akbar. Well, let's all just step back because the flow is on. The flow is on, and whatever is beneficial, it will get recorded for others to hear, inshallah.
CWSC and AM360 light is on. Believe me.
No doubt.
Alhamdulillah.
All right, dear listeners, are y'all full? Did you get your dessert tonight?
I'm full. Yes.
All right,
bye.
All right, bye.
I ain't saying nothing.
You didn't get anything?
I said, I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, you're
you
not
know,
saying
I'm
anything?
We appreciate you the most tonight. Really do.
I love the program here.
All right. So till tomorrow morning, everyone, inshallah, everyone, we know we'd be blessed to rise for Fajr, for those who make tahajjud prayer. I'm putting this in because it's part of our life, right? And that's where we are as we're talking about the young people and how they are connecting to their trials,
yeah,
their tests. Alhamdulillah. So for those who will rise in the middle of the night and say your prayers, praise be to Almighty God. We're continuing to do that. It is not obligatory. It's a healthy
right
habit.
Now. Yes.
Yes. And two, but definitely for Fajr. Oh, and before going to sleep, Ayatul Kursi. They want reminding us who is sovereign, has sovereignty over everything, who controls the ins and the outs, the beginning and the ending, and what we see and what we don't see and what we will never see, perhaps, what we know and don't know and what we will never, ever know.
Alhamdulillah.
And who balances everything.
Alhamdulillah.
So praise be to Allah as we are adjusting our life. The 50-year human family strategic planning. We're 50 years strong. We're connecting, communicating, collaborating, and we're committed to the consistency of that. And that's what Quran gives us. Praise be to Allah.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum, dear. Your family. That's what we are. This is what we are.
Sister Martha, I want you to know that I'm on Amazon and I'm ordering your True Detergent. So I want you to is text me your address. Text me your address so I can get it sent out to you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So y'all, yippee ya yay ya yo.
Not like that.
I love you. What are you saying to me? You hear me?
Yeah, okay. All right, so tomorrow, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. We're right up to the Y there, Michael, where we are at 954.
Yeah.
You think we're pushing it?
I see. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Enjoyed it immensely.
Blessed with a good night rest and a blessed rising. I mean.
I mean.